Well, it's a normal day in the centre of historic Florence, much as it would have been back in October 1954. Locals enjoying a cup of espresso and tired-looking tourists traipsing around the many galleries and statues admiring the Renaissance art. Only back then, on that autumn afternoon in 1954, something mysterious happened in the skies above, something which to this day remains a mystery. At the Stadio Artemio Franchi on the 27th of October 1954, a crowd of around 10,000 people gathered to watch a reserve match between Fiorentina and nearby team Pistoiese. But the match was interrupted by the most unlikely of visitors, UFOs, which some described as flying saucers. Luigi Boni was watching as a fan that day. He never missed a Fiorentina game, and later in life became the coordinator of the club's supporters group.
Io mi ricordo di questa apparizione veloce.
I remember clearly seeing this incredible sight. They were moving very fast, and then they've just stopped. It all lasted a couple of minutes. I would like to describe them as being like Cuban cigars. They just reminded me of Cuban cigars in the way they looked. I think they were extraterrestrial objects. That's what I believe. And there's no other explanation.
It
was just an incredible, unbelievable situation. It wasn't just some strange event. It was definitely something. It was definitely aliens.
Ciao, Professor Pinotti.
How are you?
Richard from the BBC.
Please, again.
Professor Roberto Pinotti is the leading Italian scholar in ufology based in Florence. He's been fascinated by the sightings.
It is rather curious because you know the story. The players and the public simply were stunned seeing these objects over the stadium, and so the football match was interrupted. It is a real fact. At the same time, while the flying saucers, they called the UFOs this in that time, were seen over the stadium, over Florence there was the falling of a strange substance. In England, ufologists call this angel's air. In the French, call this fil de la Vierge. The only problem is that after a brief period of time, it vaporized or disintegrated. Nobody up to this moment knows exactly what this strange substance has to do with UFOs. But the same phenomenon repeated only a few days later in Gela, in Sicily, and a lot of other times in other parts of the world. And is surely a strange phenomenon associated to the UFO phenomenon. And I remember, in broad daylight, to have seen some of the roofs of the houses in Florence whitened with this substance. No more than 1 hour, because like snow, everything evaporated.
Well, earlier in that same year, Italian TV resumed broadcasting after the Second World War, but the Fiorentina UFOs and the unexplained angel hair went largely unreported. There is, however, an old cinema newsreel showing flying saucers and the mysterious substance which fell from the sky. But alas, as Professor Pinotti told me, it's merely a reconstruction. Comunque noi stiamo allerta e se ci capiterà un marziano ve lo faremo vedere. So what about the footballers who were playing that day? Back at the Stadio Artemio Franchi, Fiorentina's Ardico Menini and Romolo Tucci of Pistoiese, now in their 70s and 80s, gave me their memories.
Per ricordarmi, mi ricordo tutto.
I remember everything from A to Z. I have my own personal version of events. Others may remember it in a different way. Whatever it was, it could could have been an alien. It could have been something extraterrestrial. Whatever it was, I don't know. It's difficult for me to say. But it was definitely something strange. While we were playing the match, everything came to a stop because everybody was looking up at the sky intensely. It was something that looked like an egg that was moving slowly, slowly, slowly. Everyone was looking up, and also there was some glitter coming down from the sky, silver glitter. We all were so astonished, but once the incident was over, we just started playing the match again.
I was so curious, and I was also so, so happy, because in those years, everybody was talking about aliens, everybody was talking UFOs, and we had the experience. We saw them. We saw them directly, for real.
So for you, there's no doubt that these were aliens?
Yes, yes, I really believe so. We saw them. We were at the stadium, and we saw them. It was such a great thing to see.
Whatever the players and spectators saw that day, Professor Roberto Pinotti is adamant that it wasn't a military aircraft or some secret government test. He believes the truth will remain a mystery.
At that time, of course, the newspapers spoke about this occupants may come from Mars. Of course, we know that it is not so. But in any case, as far as we may conclude, well, after more or less 70 years of the existence of this phenomenon, what is sure is that it is an intelligent phenomenon, a technological phenomenon, and in any case, it is a phenomenon which cannot be linked to anything we know on Earth. That's all. From where it comes, the intentions, everything, we may speculate, but this is the facts.
Of course, at this time, the Cold War was at its height.
Yeah, yeah.
Could it not be there was just a hysteria created at that time which explains these phenomena?
Yeah, no, this must be completely excluded. Because, you see, mass hysteria is, of course, a possibility. Nobody can exclude anything. But facts are facts. And most of all, it is important to underline that the witnesses were journalists, officers of all of the Navy, of the Army, of the Air Force, radar technicians, even university professors. The people who saw it is absolutely trustworthy.
So, given all your research on this issue, what do you think the people at that football ground on that autumn day in October, what did they see?
No, I simply know the event was absolutely real. And besides, if you simply could see the newspapers of that period, you should understand that not only this event, but also the other events of that period impressed the Italians in an incredible way. Frankly, many probably for the first time began to think we are not alone, really, and that something else is upstairs, is up there. And of course, you understand, we cannot draw any conclusion, but probably this fact is extremely intriguing.